Band 6, Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear four questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Wow, I would give anything to be more like Audrey Hepburn.
I never really understood why so many girls were such big fans of her. I mean, I've seen the famous films, Roman Holiday, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and a few others. But I still don't fully get it. Was she that great of an actress?
Well, for me, my adoration goes beyond her movies. She had such a classic elegance about her. She was always so poised, in part because she spent years training as a ballet dancer before becoming an actress.
Why didn't she stick to dancing as a career?
It seems it was fate. She suffered from inadequate nutrition during the war, and therefore a career as a professional dancer would have been too demanding on her body. So she focused on acting instead. Roman Holiday was her first big break, which made her a star.
Was that the film that opened with her shopping for jewelry in New York City? You know, the scene. She was wearing a black dress and dark sunglasses, with a pearl necklace and long black gloves. I see the photo of her in that costume everywhere.
No, that one is Breakfast at Tiffany's. That costume is often referred to as the most famous little black dress of all time. Her character in that film is very outgoing and charming, even though in real life, Audrey always described herself as shy and quiet.
So, what did she do after her acting career?
She dedicated much of her life to helping children in need. Her family received international aid during the war when she was growing up. I think that left a big impression on her. That's where I got the idea to volunteer for children's charity next weekend.
I'll join you. I may not be as charming as Audrey Hepburn, but I'm all for supporting a good cause.
Questions 1 to 4 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 1. What does the man say he never really understood? Question 2. What prevented Audrey Hepburn from becoming a professional dancer? Question 3. What do we learn about Audrey Hepburn in real life? Question 4. Why did Audrey Hepburn devote much of her life to charity after her acting career?